as I mentioned, we've had sunshine and warm temperatures, and then we get some rain, and then we get some more sunshine and some more warm temperatures. So we've had just amazing gardening weather. And who knows that better than Tom Casper, a master gardener and the president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society. Hey, howdy there, sunshine.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
Well, so, like, being outside is just fantastic.
Yeah, we've had nice temperatures, and as you mentioned, sunshine and some timely rain, so things are really, really growing in our gardens right now. So,
you know, I'm not Larry Weber, unfortunately, so I don't keep a journal of such things, but it strikes me that we've had some late springs, some really wet spring/summer, some cold springs and summers, that this is kind of a nicer summer than we've had in a while.
Well, certainly the last couple of weeks have been very nice and more seasonal. Prior to that, though, we had a cool spring going, and it was a little bit dry. So we're kind of catching up on those things. I usually base my sort of where we're at in summer as far as when my peonies are blooming, and if they're blooming before or have finished blooming by the 4th of July, I think it's an earlier summer or earlier spring summer. So, and mine are in full bloom right now, so it's probably going to be, you know, kind of average out, I guess, to the last maybe three summers that we've had. So
they are indeed, and then they got rained on, so then you want to bring them in, but you just cannot get water out of a peony.
No, you can't, unless you have a peony spinner.
Yeah.
You know, like a salad spinner. I think we should come up with that.
I think you could possibly.
Yeah.
Could you spin a peony, or would it fall apart? Well, you'd have to cut the stem off really short.
Yeah.
To put it in a salad spinner.
So
these are the things we stay up at night worrying about.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, otherwise,
going on in our gardening world, the Duluth Garden Flower Society has its 20th annual Secret Garden Tour coming up in about 3 weeks, and folks can find information on our Duluth Garden Flower Society website. It features gardens, private gardens in the area, and people can go on a self-guided tour and see some of those. And then also the Community Gardening Program has their first ever Tasteful Garden Tour, and I like that name, Tasteful Garden Tour, but it's about gardening and creating edible things in the, or using edible plants in the garden in an effort to sort of create your own food and to create that knowing where your food is coming from and things like that. So
are they going to have people tasting?
Or
is there
going to
be anything left? I mean, would people just descend on a garden and just like locusts and zoom, gobble everything
no,
up?
It's not that kind of tour, but there will be tasting things there. One of the gardens actually is one of your sponsors, Duluth Grill's owner Tom Hansen. His garden, which is very, very popular and is doing some amazing things. Excuse me, his is going to be one of the gardens featured on the Edible Garden Tour, so people get to see what kinds of things he's growing in his yard. He's got a greenhouse and all sorts of systems in place where very, very little waste is generated from the property and lots of reuse and really kind of cutting-edge reuse of products. So his garden's going to be on the tour, and then some other neat vegetable gardens where they're using solar systems but solar panels and things like that. So,
do you have a bird or a squeaky toy in the background, Tom?
I have a squeaky toy in the background, a squeaky toy and a rambunctious Yorkie, as you know. So
playing with the squeaky toy, I thought it sounded a little bit familiar. Of course, they wait till you're on the phone.
Yes,
and then that's when they decide that it's time to make noise. Yeah, got that. So if folks want more information about either of the tours, the Duluth Garden Flower Society's got information about the Secret Garden Tour on their website and the Community Garden Tour probably on their website. We'll do a little snooping around. We'll get a couple links set up so that folks can find that information. Tom, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Go play with that dog.
Yeah, I guess I got to go throw a toy.
I guess you do. Thanks, DK.
Thank you.
Tom Casper is a master gardener and the president of the Duluth Garden Flower Society. He's our host for Tips for Hardy Gardeners, Monday mornings here on Northland Morning.